வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 20th of April, 1976, in Melbourne, Australia.
ஆதிவையம்
ஆதிவையம்
பவித்ரம்
பவித்ரம்
இதம்
இதம்
உத்தமம்
உத்தமம்
ராஜவித்யா ராஜவையம்
ராஜவித்யா ராஜவையம்
பவித்ரம் இதம் உத்தமம்
பவித்ரம் இதம் உத்தமம்
ப்ரத்யக்ஷா அவகமம்
அவகமம்
தர்மம்
தர்மம்
சுசூகம்
சுசூகம்
கர்த்தும்
கர்த்தும்
அபயம்
அபயம்
பிரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மம்
பிரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மம்
சுசூகம் கர்த்தும் அபயம்
சுசூகம் கர்த்தும் அபயம்
ராஜவித்யா ராஜகுஹ்யம்
ராஜவித்யா ராஜகுஹ்யம்
பவித்ராம் இதம் உத்தமம்
பவித்ராம் இதம் உத்தமம்
பிரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மம்
பிரத்யக்ஷாவகமம் தர்மம்
சுசூகம் கர்த்தும் அபயம்
சுசூகம் கர்த்தும் அபயம்
This knowledge, as we have begun yesterday, that idam te goyyatamam paroksami asuyavi jnanam vijnana saitam jadjatya moksasi asuyavi. Very important chapter. The most confidence and knowledge, goyyatamam, and it is spoken by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even those who are liberated from this material contamination, they are called Mukta Jiva, liberated soul. And there are Nitya Mukta and Nitya Vardha. Nitya means eternity. And mukta means liberated. And again, nitya, eternally, baddha, condition. So, just like there are many persons in this state who have never seen what is the prison life. And there are many persons in this state, the majority of one's life is passed in the prison. Similarly, there are two nature, material nature and the spiritual nature. What we have seen, this nature, this universe, within the material nature. Similarly, there is another spiritual nature that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Parastasmat tu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya samatana. There is another nature. You cannot deny it. Where God's kingdom, creation, how far it is and how widespread it is, by your imagination you cannot determine the so-called advancement of scientific knowledge is useless in the estimation of the total creation. This creation, material creation, is 1/4 exhibition of the total creation. And the 3/4 exhibition of the total creation is the spiritual world. So, there are also, like here we have got so many planets, and each planet is full of living entities. As this planet is full of living entities, similarly in other planets, upper, middle, down, there are millions of different types of living entities. It is a false statement that only on this planet there is living entities, in other planets there are no living entities, that is nonsense. There are living entities exactly like this. Maybe the climate, the situation a little different, just like your climate, India's climate, even on this planet there are different climatic situation, European, American, Australian, Asian. So that is God's varieties of creation. So we have to take knowledge from the perfect person. So what is the difference between this material world and the spiritual world? In the material world, we are conditioned, and in the spiritual world, we are liberated. This is the difference. What is conditioned life? Conditioned life means subjected to the rules and regulations of the material nature. That is conditioned life. Just like we have got this body, this is also a condition of the material nature. We have got different types of bodies. Why? Because we are conditioned. According to our karma, we have got different types of bodies. 8,400,000 of bodies. So, liberated life means not to go under the condition of this material nature. That is liberated life. In the conditioned life, there are 4 defects. Out of many other conditions, so far our knowledge is concerned, that is defect. Why? Because we commit mistake. Every one of us, we commit mistake. We are illusion. Our senses are imperfect. And we have a tendency to cheat. This is 4 defects of conditioned life. But the liberated life, they have no such conditions. And another condition is, we have to live under 3-fold miseries. That miserable conditions pertaining to the body and mind. Even if you are opulent externally, if you are sick, if your mind is not in proper condition, you suffer. That is called adhyatmik. And there are other miseries offered by other living entities. Just like some friend all of a sudden becomes your enemy and he tries to inflict some injuries upon you. You are full of anxieties. This is called adhibhogti. Even there is no enmity, there are so many living entities, just like bugs, mosquitoes and other animals. They are always prepared to give us trouble. This is called adhibhogti. Adhyatmik adhibhogti and adhidvaivik. Every miserable condition is beyond your control. But especially adhidvaivik. Famine, pestilence, overflow, no rain, scarcity. This is called adhidvaivik. So this is called conditioned life. So if you have a perfect knowledge, that is described here, that jnanam vijnanasahitam, if you have got perfect knowledge, then the result will be yajgyatta. If you possess that perfect knowledge, then mokshasi asubha. These conditions we don't want. That is the real fact. We don't want any miserable condition due to my mind, due to my body, or due to other living entities, or natural disturbances, birth, death, old age, disease. We don't want. These are inauspicities of life. But if you have got perfect knowledge, then Krishna says that you become liberated from all these inauspicities. That is the subject matter of this chapter. Therefore, Krishna says that this knowledge is Rajavidya. We have got different departments of knowledge, university, and institutes, but nowhere this subject matter is discussed or there is any department. Suppose medical department. What is the medical department? To give us relief from disease condition. But there is no department which discusses how to become free from all diseases. There is no department. There is no such department. There is department how to give you relief from disease. There is department how to manufacture very effective medicines. But there is no department where knowledge is given the no more disease. Is there any department? Therefore, this knowledge which is given by Krishna, it is called Rajavidya. Rajavidya means the king of knowledge. If you learn this knowledge, then you become completely free from the conditioned stage of this material world. Therefore it is called Raja. Raja means king and Vidya means knowledge. Rajavidya Rajabhuyam, and at the same time it is most confidential knowledge. Bhuyam, Guhyatamam, very confidential. It is not disclosed to ordinary man. This knowledge is not meant for. Suppose we are discussing this knowledge and when we say, by understanding this knowledge, there is no more birth, death, old age and disease. Ordinary person with less brain substance, they will say, how it is possible? Therefore, it is very confidential. It is not open to everyone. It is meant for selected person. If I say that I shall give you relief from birth, death, old age and disease, you will not believe it. Therefore it is Raja Guhyam. Guhyam is very, very confidential. Rajavidya Raja Guhyam Pavitram. Pavitram means very pure, because unless we are purified, we cannot be free from these four miserable conditions especially, namely birth, death, old age and disease. Birth, death, old age is meant for this body. And the body is obtained by the spirit soul. The spirit soul is pure. There is no doubt about it, because it is part and parcel of Krishna or God. So God is pure. Just like gold is gold, and the fragments of gold is also gold, the same quality. But the fragments of gold sometimes becomes mixed up with dirty things. So we are in the same condition, in the becoming fragments of God. We are sometimes put into this material world and we are materially contaminated. So this knowledge, Rajavidya, most confidential, if we can learn it, then we become pure, completely pure. Pavitram, idam uttamam. Uttamam, ut means udgata, transcendental. And tama means this material world, dark. In the material world, the nature is dark. Just like at night, it is darkness. This is the nature of this material world. But it is, there is illumination on account of the sun. So God has created the sun to give us light. Sometimes we have heard that on account of absence of the sun sign, they commit suicide in Scandinavia, they say. So the darkness is very, very disgusting. But this material world is dark. To give us little relief, Krishna, God has given us the sun. The day before yesterday, I think, in the morning, we saw while coming on the train, how the sun was coming through the sea nicely. Within a second, the whole life came. So this is God's arrangement. Don't think that this arrangement, exactly in the time, 6 o'clock in the morning, immediately the sun comes out of the sea and gives you light. Because this material world is dark, fear not to give you relief. Otherwise you will commit suicide. God is so kind. He is giving you light. So uttama. So if we can go back to home, back to Godhead, there is no darkness. Lord illuminate. It is stated in the Shastra that there is no need of sun. There is no need of moon. There is no najatra bhasati sudra nasasantana pavaka. In the spiritual world, there is no need of sun. There is no need of moon. There is no need of electricity or power. That is the description here in the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Najatra bhasati sudra nasasantana pavaka. We cannot imagine how, without sun, without moon, without electricity, without fire, one can live. Yes, but there is a world like that. Do not require sunshine, you do not require, they are all human. So, that is uttama. Udgata tama jasmat, the Sanskrit word, from which the darkness is completely eradicated. There is another Bengali verse. Krishna sudra sama maya andhaka jaha krishna taha nahi mayar odhika. The meaning is, Krishna is just like sun and maya, illusion, is just like darkness. So, as the sun being present, there is no excess of darkness. Similarly, if you keep Krishna always within your heart, there is no more darkness of this material world. Krishna suddha sama maya andhakar jaha Krishna taha. The example is given. If you keep yourself always Krishna within your heart, Krishna is within your heart. It is not that you have to create a Krishna or God, or you have to call. He is there. But due to darkness, we cannot see him. But by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, Chetadatmana Marjanam, by cleaning the core of our heart, you will be able to see Krishna within yourself. The instruction is how he can come back, go back to home, back to Godhead. Mokshasya Subha. Being free from all inauspicity. That stage can be attained. How? Tesam satadayuktaran bhagatan pridhipurvakam. If you engage yourself always in his service, satatayuktaran, satata means always, always engage in his service, bhagatan pridhipurvakam, and worshipping the Lord, with priti, love, priti, bhajatana priti purvakam. So, this is being instructed to the students who have entered this institute, how to worship the deity. The deity worship is there, just to give chance to the devotee, satatam, satatajuktana, all is engaged in Krishna service. From early morning, up at 3-4, up to 9-10, they are engaged. That is called sadhutu-duttana. Only a few hours given to them for taking rest, because after all you have got this material body. It requires little rest. Otherwise, there is no question of resting. 24 hours engaged in the service of Krishna. So that is possible as you become advanced. Just like the 6 Goswamis, they attained that state. They were not sleeping at night, giving service. It is said, nāna sāsya vichāra nahi kunikuno saddharma sanasthāpako lokānāṁ hitakārino nidyāhāra vivīta. This is spiritual life. The more you conquer over the necessities of this body. Our necessities, the created necessities, they are necessities of the body. The body requires to eat. The body requires rest. The body requires sex. Body requires defense. But the soul doesn't require. So more you become advanced in spiritual consciousness, the material necessities become minimum. Nidyahara-vihara-kadi-virito. That is possible. That is not story. There are many instances, and the more you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, these necessities of life, necessities of body, because body is different from the spirit soul. The necessities of the body is material, and the necessities of the soul is spiritual. But unfortunately, although the spirit is there, we are so much absorbed in material consciousness, we do not understand what is spirit soul. We are simply busy in taking care of the body. So this is not very good condition. This is material condition, and it is very risky if we simply to take care of the body means creating different desires. I shall be happy in this way. I shall be happy in this way. So nature's mercy is that as soon as you think that you will enjoy life like this, she will give you good opportunity. That means changing a body wherein you can enjoy the material facilities very easily. I have several times given example. There are different types of bodies. Animals, birds, bees, demigods, human beings, many varieties of life. 8,400,000. Higher life, lower life. So those who are associating with the base qualities of material nature, they get lower life. That is natural. Just like you contaminate a kind of disease, it will become manifest in due course of time. So this is going on. But if we understand this knowledge, as Krishna is speaking, Rajavidya Rajavidyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam, then Prataksam Avagavam Dharma. Dharma, one meaning of dharma is the basic principle of our life, or the occupational duty of our life. Dharma. Occupational duty of our life, that is called dharma. Generally in English, dharma is translated by the word religion, a kind of faith. But actually, dharma means the characteristic, that is real meaning of dharma. Characteristic. They say you can understand by the characteristic in the chemical laboratory. They test different chemicals. So the heading is characteristic. This chemical looking such and such color, the granules are like this, the taste is like this, the reaction is like this, if you put with this, it will react like this. So many, if certain chemical comply with all the characteristics, then it is declared pure. So suppose, what is the characteristic of sugar? Everyone knows it must be sweet. Sugar and salt, both of them externally seem the same, white. But you have to understand which is sugar and which is salt by tasting. There are different tastes of preference. If sugar becomes salty, you say, oh, it is not sugar. And if salt becomes sweet, you throw it. Similarly, dharma means everything has got a special character. That is called dharma. So what is our dharma? Living entities. We are living entities. We may be in different forms. It doesn't matter. 8,400,000 of forms. But what is the actual business? The actual business is that every one of us giving service to others. This is all. That is enunciated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. This is the characteristic of living entity. Living entity is meant for giving service to Krishna. This is the characteristic. When this characteristic is not found or lacking, that means it is disease condition or that is material condition. Just like this finger. What is the characteristic of finger? The finger characteristic, it is a part and parcel of my body. As soon as I say, my dear servant's finger, please capture this immediately. My dear servant's finger, come on the head and give me some itching. Yes. This is characteristic. If the finger, I order, please pick up this rasgulla. Yes. Give it here. Yes. The finger cannot eat. Just try to understand. The finger, if he gets on rasgulla, nice, tasteful, sweet meat, the finger will never try to smash it and spoil it. The fingers immediately taste, you'll find psychology, even from a child. The child captures with the finger some nice sweetness and immediately puts it. Why? The child could smash it and taste it as well. That is not possible. Study nature. You take the very nice sweet, the fingers cannot spoil it. The process is that by nature, the child knows that if I put into the mouth, it goes to the stomach, and if it is digested, these fingers will be healthy, the eyes will be healthy, the leg will be healthy, hands will be healthy, every, all parts of the body will be healthy. This is natural. Just like another example is given. Jathātarur mūla viśetanena tippanti tasitando bhujopasākha. Just like tree, if you tree plant anything, you pour water in the root, it goes, transfer to the branches, to the twigs, to the leaves, to the flower, everyone, if you put water. Jathātarur mūla viśetanena tippanti stattanda bhujopasākha prāropahārātsa jathendriyāna. And by giving food to the stomach, that all the different parts of the body, limbs and senses, they become healthy. Similarly, sadāhanam acyutejjā. If you worship Krishna, acyutā, then the whole world will be satisfied. Because he is the root. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, aham sarva-saprabhava matta-sarvam-pravattate iti-matya-bhajante māna buddha-bhāva-samannika. One who understands, this is Ajivita. He must know how to work. We are manufacturing so many ways of happy life. This isn't, that plan, that plan, so many plans. We are seeing suggestions, so many suggestions in the television. This is the problem, this is the suggestion, this is the problem. Full of new problem, new suggestion. But because we are lacking this Raghavidya, the king of knowledge, we are perplexed. But if you know that Krishna is the root cause of everything, and if we serve Krishna, then every problem will be solved. This is called Rajavidya. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam, and Pratyakha Bhagavam Dhamma. Just like I am giving the example that the different parts of the body, they are suffering from different diseases. But if you make good treatment, if you take the proper medicine and put it in the stomach, then immediately you will understand, yes, I am getting relief. Or suppose you are hungry, you are, on account of your hunger, you are feeling headache, you cannot see through your eyes properly, you cannot hear, you cannot walk. So many things, problems will arise. But as soon as you put some foodstuff, nourishing foodstuff, he immediately will feel strength and he will be happy. This is called pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means direct. Avagamam, dharmam. If you are hungry and if you are giving very nice, nutritious, palatable food, you haven't got to take any certificate from others. You understand yourself. Yes, I am now feeling strength. I am now feeling energy. This is called pratyaksham avagamam dharmam. Similarly, if you take to Krishna consciousness, that is the process, then you will feel automatically how you are satisfied. Pratyaksham avagamam dharmam. These boys, these American, Europeans, they are all Western country, belong to the Western country. Why they are sticking to this Krishna consciousness? Because they are feeling directly happiness. There is no doubt about it. Ask any of them. This is pratyaksham avagamam dharmam. And shushukham, to execute this dharma, this transaction, it is very, very happy. Don't you see? What is their business? They are not going to the factories to work 12 hours. They are simply chanting and dance. This is their business. And when they are hungry, they are taking very nutritious prasad. This is called sushukham. Very happy. They haven't got to work in the factory, in the mine, in the sea, for extracting oil or coal. They haven't got. We have no such business. We are simply engaged in chanting, dancing and eating Krishna prasad. Sushukham. Pratyaksham avagamam. Practically, you can perceive. And how happy it is, you can perceive. Uttam avayam. To execute this business of Krishna consciousness is so easy and happy. And whatever you do, a little, it is your permanent asset. It will never be spoiled. You find in the Bhagavad Gita that Suchinam Simatangehe Yoga Bhrasta Sanjayati. This is called Bhakti Yoga. Suppose somebody is enjoying, but Maya is very strong. If he falls down, he could not execute the Krishna consciousness program completely in this life. Mostly, if he simply stick, there is no difficulty. But if voluntarily we give up, there is another thing. What is wrong there? Chant, dance and take prasad. You haven't got to work. You haven't got to go to the field work or to the factory. Still, if you don't accept it, you fall down. So that is your choice. But even if you fall down, because for a few days you joined Krishna consciousness movement, your result and actions for so much time is permanent asset. Permanent asset. What is that permanent asset? That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That Suchidan Simatangehe Yoga Bhrasta Sanjayati. Those who are fallen from this Krishna consciousness, their next life is guaranteed a human life. Because otherwise there is no guarantee. Tathadehantara prapti according to one's karma, he can get the body of a dog, cat, hawk or demigod. There is no guarantee that. Krishna says, tathadehantara prapti. Antara means another. He does not say that this body he will get. But if one is Krishna's devotee, then there is guarantee. What is that guarantee? Suchinam simatangi. He will take birth in a very rich family or in a very nice Brahman and Vaishnava's family. If he gets a Vaishnava birth in a Vaishnava family, just like we have got so many children among our Grihastha devotees, how fine they are. They are getting Krishna consciousness from the beginning of their life. That means in the past, they advance in Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, they fail to complete, Nagarjuna again chants. Again in the temple, dancing and chanting from the very beginning of life. So this is the opportunity. So this knowledge, Rajvidya Rajagayam, Pratakham Avagam Susutham Kottam Abhayam. Abhayam means in ordinary creative activities, whatever you do, suppose by karma, by material activities, creative activities, become very rich man, or very learned man, very good office, but everything will be finished with your death. As soon as the body is finished, all your assets finished. But if you become a devotee, your body may be finished, but the soul is eternal. The soul will carry your assets of Krishna consciousness, and nature will give you another chance of taking birth in a very rich family or in a Vaishnava family. To get birth in a Vaishnava family is greater asset than to take birth in this family. This family means there is no economic problem. But on account of richness one may fall down. But if one takes birth in a Vaishnava family, there is no more fall down. He makes progress farther and farther. In this way he is allowed again go back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much.